This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. After trailing all day yesterday at Target Field, the Twins teased fans with a ninth-inning rally before falling just short. Kansas City beat Minnesota 6-5. Trailing 6-1 to start the ninth, Josh Bell cracked a three-run homer to make it 6-4. The Twins' rally continued. They cut it to 6-5. Then Brooks Lee flied out to deep left field to the warning track just a few feet short of a homer. That ended the game. Twins manager Derek Shelton.
We continue to have good at-bats. I mean, that's a situation, again, that you could just, you know, I don't want to say give away at-bats, but it was a situation where our guys continue to go, Josh hits the homer. And sometimes when you have that situation, the homer kills the rally, you know, and it's like, okay, then, but no, we didn't. We continued to go. I mean, pinch hits by guys that did a good job. So, I mean, overall, proud of the group because they continue to grind. We just, you know, we got to figure out some things in the middle of the game.
KC scored four times in the fifth inning. Twins lefty Connor Prelip took the loss. Minnesota's off tonight. They'll start a three-game series at Detroit tomorrow night. The AAA Saints won again. They blanked Indianapolis in St. Paul yesterday 3-0. The Saints took 5 of 6 from the Indians this past week. The first-place Minnesota Lynx beat Seattle on Saturday in Minneapolis 88-68. Natasha Howard scored 27 points in the victory, and head coach Cheryl Reeves says,
Tashi was really good, you know, in the paint, and it was something that we really talked with her about because they do bring a crowd, and they are long. They have, you know, multiple shot blockers on the team, and so I think timing of receiving a pass was really good where you had maybe a defender that was occupied doing something else first.
Minnesota will host second-place Dallas tomorrow night at the Target Center. That means Paige Beckers will be in town. The Timberwolves unveiled new uniforms and a slightly altered team logo at an event at the Target Center yesterday. The new look freshens the old-school Timberwolves look. And the Vikings start a three-day mandatory minicamp tomorrow in Eagan. This is MNN Sports.